coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, April 7th, 2023, the resurrection weekend, a very holy weekend in the on the Christian calendar. Eric the Tech, it's Friday. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, man. He is always doing good. And thank you so much for joining this program. A lot of stuff to get into, of course. It's been a busy week, hasn't it? Obviously, with the indictment of President Trump and all of that. But I'm going to dig into something a little bit deeper on that momentarily here. I have one announcement to make, and I want to make it right now. If you haven't done so already, folks, please go to WisconsinChristianNews.com, Coach Dave Live, whatever. And make sure you register for the conference coming up on April 14th and 15th. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a great conference. It's in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful country. Be a good time of year to go, actually. It's going to be just a power-packed 2 days, again, April 14th and 15th. There it is right there on your screen. The Great Pushback Against the Great Reset. Please do that. Coach Dave's going to be there. John Dislin's going to be there. The author of Nehemiah Strong, Alex Newman. You've got, other luminaries. Check it out. Check it out. It's well worth your time. And spend some quality time with these luminaries. I'm telling you what they've got to say and the time that you'll spend with them. In the downtime, it's well worth it. I've been there before, and I've had a great time meeting people. And it's a solemn assembly conference, great pushback against Great Reset. Fantastic time. That is Wisconsin Christian News. And while you're there at WisconsinChristianNews.com, in addition to signing up for it, make sure you sign up for the newspaper itself. Please do that, the print edition as well as the digital online edition, and also donate to them because they're in the front lines. All the links will be at HagmanReport.com in the episode description box for today. Now, I've got some stuff to get into. Real quick, you know, you saw the indictment of President Trump. Okay, now, I've been doing some digging here, and there's something very amiss in the New York district. Manhattan, and really the five boroughs, but the New York District, the Southern District, Eastern District of New York. I want to play clip one. This will be in the program description notes, HagmanPI.com. Say it with me, HagmanPI.com. Thank you. You in the back row, thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Okay. Check this video out. This is a minute. I think it's a minute, maybe not even a minute. Check this video out. This happened on the same day in New York as the Trump indictment. Okay, this all relates. And I'm going to show you a bigger picture here that I'll bet you didn't know. Because it's kind of surprised me. And I kind of think I'm a smart guy. Well, my wife, she said, you know, you gave yourself a little too much credit there, but okay. Watch this.
Chinese Communist Party. And Mr. Mao Zedong, the leader and the founder of the new federal state of China, he dropped a bombshell 2 years ago. Remember, 2 years ago, he warned the America that the CCP will do everything to stop President Trump from its 2024 presidential bid. So this whole Trump's indictment was orchestrated and planned by the Chinese Communist Party. So this country's justice system has been weaponized by the CCP. American politics has become a one-party's game by the CCP. If we don't stop the CCP will determine who will be the next U.S. president. America is now the communist country. We need to save this country now.
Amen.
Do you think the majority
system has been hijacked by communist regimes?
Yes.
That's what's happened here.
And that's why they arrested Mao Zedong and jailed him. Today, Mr. Mao Zedong's bond hearing is to be held right across from the street. They let all the criminals in New York walking the street free, but they denied Mao Zedong's bail request. What kind of a two-tiered justice system in this country? This is a CCP country.
All right. Now, you might say, who was that? What was she talking about? What's that about? Okay. This is about, if you've been watching Steve Bannon for any length of time, you've heard the name Miles Guo. You've heard that name. Perhaps you don't know him. Perhaps you don't know his story. He's a Chinese multi-gazillionaire or whatever. He's like this totally rich guy. I'm going to kind of really dumb this down, not for your sake, but for my sake, okay? And make this as quick as possible. All right, Miles Guo, he's a businessman working out of China. He comes to the United States back in 2014, all right? He's working, he speaks, well, prior to that, he was a businessman builder in China. As a matter of fact, he helped build in 2008, the buildings for the 2008 Olympics. Okay, he was a business developer, builder, developer of buildings and such. Okay, all right, that's who he was. Now, he began speaking out against Xi Jinping, sorry about that, about the human rights abuses and so on and so on. He comes to the United States. He's on Xi's radar. Now he's on Xi's radar, and he's speaking out against the corruption of the CCP and the infiltration by the Communist Chinese Party in America. Okay, now I'm giving you the very, very basic Cliff Notes version of this, the bottom line version of this. All right, now I'm going to take you back a little ways. Remember 1990. No, 1999. It was in the 90s. Do you remember Charlie Tree? That name, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Little Rock, Arkansas. They used to go for Chinese food over at Fu Lin restaurant, where they met a fry cook by the name of Charlie Tree. Well, in 1999, Charlie Tree was, I can't even read my own handwriting here, my notes. It's aggravating, I got to tell you. Hong Kong, he had business in Hong Kong and Macau. In 1999, he was convicted of something here. I can't read my own writing, but he was convicted of financial improprieties. Okay. All right. Just keep that in the back of your mind, because this goes back to the Clinton era. The Clintons selling this country out. But Miles Guo established businesses here in the United States. And he was, on March 15th, 2023, he was arrested for $1 billion, for engaging in a billion-dollar fraud. He was arrested by the SEC. He was placed in prison. And this is rather unusual, because despite the amount, white-collar criminals, regardless of the amount, usually don't spend time in prison waiting for their trial. Okay. It usually doesn't happen. And that's what the woman was talking about. She was talking about, hey, you know what? They're letting out killers and, you know, murderers and such, rapists, and they're keeping this guy who was accused of this billion-dollar fraud. But what about this billion-dollar fraud? What's up with this? Okay. Well, the SEC claimed that Miles Guo was the head, the main guy, the guy behind it, cheating investors out of $1 billion. Now, how these fraud schemes usually go, and there's an explanation video, because I'm not doing this very good justice, but there's an explanation video at HagmanPI.com in the episode description guide. Real simple. There's deception, by the individual, then there's a business or business failures, and then that, of course, results in investor losses, and then from there, the arrest of the person behind the fraud. Think FTX, for example. Okay, Sam Bankman-Fried. That's how that went. But in this case, in the case of Miles Gao, the $1 billion worth of fraud, there was no fraud proven. There was no deception. There was no business failure. The only time there was a business failure was when the SEC came in and shut down his business. Why? Well, because the paperwork, there was something about the paperwork that wasn't in order. There were no investor losses, but there was an arrest. So there were essential components missing of this. So Miles Gao, this Chinese national, speaking out against the Communist Chinese Party, especially the Communist Chinese Party presence in the United States and infiltration in the United States, said, hey, wait a second. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You need to expose this. And he, of course, friends with Steve Bannon. And he had done a lot with Steve Bannon on the show. Again, white-collar criminals usually not held in prison. And nothing bad happened to Miles Gao until he stood up against Xi Jinping. And he was, by the way, he was charged in China with bribery, kidnapping, money laundering, fraud, and rape, none of which was proved or was even could even be put together in a coherent case. So he ends up living in the United States since 2014. He was dubbed a right-wing pundit because he knows Steve Bannon, a right-wing pundit. But when you look at his social media and other writings, it's not about that at all. His issue with corruption in China and as it applies to the United States. Okay, so Guo, his businesses weren't failing. The only reason that any failures did happen was because of the SEC shutting his business down. There were no angry investors. In fact, out of all of the investors, 99.97 were stated that they were happy with the investment process with Miles Gao. But in August of 2020, the SEC froze his bank assets. And Gao had a media group at the epicenter of this was GTV Media Group, which raised $487 million in private placement funds, which indicates part ownership. So it would be like you buying into a business. But the SEC, when they confiscated the money and shut down the businesses, made no mention of fraud. They did agree to give the money back to the investors, but haven't done so at all. Okay, now, let's fast forward to how this applies to what's going on right now. By the way, there was a journalist who went out to try to find investors who were wronged by this man. Four were found. One confessed that he filed a false report because of pressure by the Communist Chinese Party. And that, of course, that report was censored by Google and all the mainstream media. And the other three filed a civil suit totaling $160,000. Remember, this is a billion-dollar fraud case, $160,000 in Arizona. And they wanted their money back, but they were going to get their money back. So it was kind of more of a pro forma kind of filing. Now... remember when President Trump was sworn into office, his first one of his first meetings was with Xi Jinping. And during that meeting, Xi Jinping said, hey, we're holding 200 American hostages, or 200 American prisoners. Did you know that? That China is holding 200 Americans as prisoners. Some, in most half maybe, are in prison. The other half are in concentration work camps. And during this meeting with President Trump, Xi Jinping said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you some of the prisoners back if you give us Gao. And Trump said, nah, I don't think that's a cool deal at all. All right. So And we'll also, in addition to giving you some of the prisoners back, we're going to give you some assistance with the North Koreans, with North Korea. Again, Trump said, no, I don't think so. So that's, after that, the SEC froze the bank accounts of Gao. All right. So who's the SEC head? Because in order to make such a decision, you the SEC, head of the SEC has got to make that decision. Well, that's a guy by the name of Gary Gensler. Now, remember I mentioned Hillary Clinton and the Clintons and Charlie Tree and such. Okay, Gensler, who was he before he was head of the SEC? Gensler was the CFO of the Hillary for President campaign in 2016. Huh. Go figure. And he was also tight with the DNC. Excuse me. And the DNC have a history of cooperation and collusion with the Communist Chinese Party. Also, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, received $42 million from foreign governments. Think about this, $42 million from foreign governments and $170 million from foreign individuals and entities, including the Communist Chinese Party, including the Communist Chinese Raylan Enterprise, which is the same company that was involved in the construction of the Chinese embassy back in 2013 in Washington, D.C. I say all of that to say this. The prosecuting entity of Miles Gao is in New York, the very same New York that is prosecuting President Trump. And come to find out, we're finding out a whole lot of things that the Communist Chinese Party has infiltrated the United States justice system. Watch clip two. And this is only a part of clip two. The entire will be at HagmanPI.com in the episode description box. Here it is. Clip number two.
Americans being held hostage in China right now. The U.S. considers these people as wrongfully detained and political prisoners. The lucky ones are in prison. The unlucky ones are forced to work in concentration camps. Xi Jinping offered Trump a deal. He would return certain American hostages in exchange for Miles Guo. On top of that, he would give assistance with North Korea. This is how much Xi Jinping wants Miles Guo. Trump refused his request. But Trump is no longer president. A few months after Biden became president, the SEC issued their first press release against Miles Guo in 2021. Fast forward to just last month, Congress released bank records showing that members of the Biden family received over $1 million from Chinese companies. Not only that, 2 months ago, in February, Miles Guo received a letter from Hunter Biden's lawyer requesting that he preserve any evidence he has related to the Hunter Biden laptop. What? How does Miles Guo have information about Hunter Biden's laptop? 1 month later, Miles Guo was arrested. Now, you have to admit that the timing of all of this is very suspicious. The FBI raided his home. Hours after Miles was taken away, and there was only FBI agents in his home caught fire, and a number of things were destroyed. What? What was the FBI destroying? Was it evidence of Hunter Biden's laptop? I do not know, but this all seems very strange. But it gets worse. On March 15th, the FBI took Miles Guo from his house. They brought him in front of a judge for an arraignment hearing where they charged him with fraud. At the hearing, the prosecutors admitted they had worked a lot with China in preparing the case. What? What does China have to do with the fraud case of an American business person who has lived in the United States for 9 years?
Did you catch that? Okay,
Miles was charged at the hearing.
Did you catch that? China has worked a lot with the judiciary of the United States. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. Are things starting to make sense? Chinese police stations? The judiciary? The indictment of President Trump? The communist Chinese payroll to our members of Congress? Go on. Go ahead.
And taken away to prison, where he has been held without bail ever since. Given all these facts, I do not see how the Department of Justice can ever win a fraud case against Miles Guo. It at least appears like massive government corruption. Is it possible that the prosecutor's office in New York is corrupt? Here is their problem. It's actually very hard for the government to win a fraud case. They have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Miles intended to commit fraud. So, if there's a reasonable doubt in the jury's mind, they're going to let Miles go free. Just the fact that the SEC's own press releases contradict each other gives me some doubt. Not only that, Miles is going to put investor after investor on the stand that will testify that they were not defrauded, and they will beg for the government to stop oppressing them. Now, I don't know all the facts in this case, but from the information included in the indictment, I do not see how the SEC wins this case. If that is true, they are just abusing this man. The reason I am making this video is I am sick and tired of the government attacking business owners in this country.
Okay,
I'm sick.
You can watch the entire clip at HagmanPI.com. Program description box, open it up. Click on the title. But the fact of the matter is the Communist Chinese Party has infiltrated the United States to such an extent that there is no justice anymore. And we are now a captured operation. The United States of America has been overtaken by the Communist Chinese Party. I want to thank our sponsors. In fact, today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or your computer. Folks, it feels really good when you're able to save money. Makes you feel kind of good, makes you feel smart, even lucky to some extent. Sometimes you're surprised by the amount of money that you're able to save. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one that finds your cart. Imagine you're shopping online one of your favorite sites. When you click the checkout, Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. As Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and if Honey finds a working coupon, you're in business. You can watch the prices drop. And you know, Honey has saved us on food delivery services. They saved us $70 on a piece of equipment, hardware. I talked about this before. I was surprised how much money we saved. Had done my corporate taxes here recently and found out that we were well into the triple digits, and we're not a big spending organization. So that's how much you can save as well. It's easy to use. Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone, too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And if you, and by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. HAGMANN. Join Honey. .com/Hagman. Folks, it's good. It's good service. We love it. We use it all the time. My wife loves it. Eric Tech loves it. My daughter loves it. Hey, what's not to love when you save money? All right. But did you get all that? Did you get the essence? Because this is not just about Miles Guo. This is about the total takeover of the United States by the Communist Chinese Party, by the Communist specifically the Communist Chinese. They're grabbing our farmland. They're grabbing the ports. They're infiltrating through the southern border at numbers far excessive than are being reported. Their military age members are in this country already. Remember that Red Dawn segment I played some time ago? Folks, let me tell you something. This is not something to trifle with. This is serious business. We need to audit the entirety of our everyone in the executive branch, everyone in the judicial branch, to see where their money is coming from. And to think, for example, that here we have President Trump indicted over $130,000 supposed alleged hush money payment. Look, it's just as disgusting, as disgraceful as that might be. Is it illegal compared to, and think about this, $42 million from foreign governments. This is the Hillary Clinton campaign, and $170 million from foreign individuals and entities, plus $2 million in 2013 from a Chinese company, the same company that built an embassy in Washington, D.C. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is something that, folks, this is beyond anything that we can possibly, and I mean this, that we would possibly understand at this point. The infiltration is beyond anything that we've seen. Let me know when we have. Okay, folks, I've got a special guest for you. For the radio listeners, that silence didn't help, did it? All right, Clay Clark is coming on. And you can put up his website. Which website are we going to be directing? I'm sorry? Time to freeamerica.com. I want to make sure of that because, I've been kind of messing websites up lately. Time to freeamerica.com. Folks, the next conference is coming up. Clay Clark is the man. You've seen him on InfoWars. I mean, you've seen him everywhere. The guy's everywhere. He's a cool guy. He is out there. He's high energy, and I really like this guy. I really do. Just let me know when he's on. Oh, he's ready? All right, Clay Clark. Thank you so very much for coming on the Hagman Report. It's been a while. It's good to see you. It's good to have you. God bless you, my friend. I wish I had half your energy, and half your success as well. God bless you.
Hey, well, thanks for allowing me to be here with you. And my goal right now is to stop the Great Reset and to wake up America. So that's what I'm focused on all day, every single day, regardless of what the media says. You know, the Rolling Stone recently did an article claiming that I have bitten off more than I can chew because I've created an event that doesn't make money. The purpose of the Reawaken America tour is to let people know the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and to get people back to God. And that requires us putting mission over ego. So all of the people you're going to see on the stage, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Laura Trump, General Flynn, Dr. Mike Kibitz, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Jim Brewer, Sean Foyt, all of them are focused on saving the nation. And that's what this conversation is all about. And I hope your listeners out there get an opportunity, make an opportunity, find a way to go to timetofreeamerica.com, push through the carpal tunnel, go to timetofreeamerica.com, push through the pain, get to timetofreeamerica.com. Go there and learn about the upcoming events because we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Trump Doral now in May. And right now we have just under 250 tickets remaining for that event, just under 250 tickets. And again, we have 70 speakers over a two-day period of time. No teleprompters, no corporate sponsors, no censorship. It's just the raw truth. I'm telling you, folks, it's a life-changing event. And you can learn more about it at timetofreeamerica.com.
I love it. Well, give me the rundown. Tell me why I should get off the couch. Look, I'm really into season 3 of Matlock. Okay, so you got to tell me why I need to be there.
Let me do this, and I'll pull up the lineup here for you. What happens is, if you've ever been to a Republican event, I'm not mocking all Republican events. I'm just mocking most Republican events. Usually they'll say, "All right, everybody, welcome to this year's Republican Party event here. I'm glad we're here at Golden Corral, and I'm excited to be here, and we're going to start off by," and then you have this sort of a energy to it, there's a certain kind of a, and then House Bill here to discuss House Bill 2374 is our good friend from, and they just, there's a certain, it's like a golf, kind of like we're on a golf course where the golf announcer, and now on the 18th hole, we're seeing right here. There's a little bit of that, you know.
Right.
And so what we're going to do first off is we're going to change the frequency, change the energy. And right away from the moment you get there at 5 a.m., the doors open up at 6 a.m., but there'll be a line of over 500 people at 5 in the morning. And I will personally be there shaking hands and greeting people. General Flynn shows up. And most people go, what? General Flynn greeting people at 5 in the morning? That, I mean, it just starts right there, okay? Then we have music playing. We got praise and worship music blaring in the air everywhere, kicking off at 7:30. Then we've got vendors where, you know, if you like Eric Trump, if you like Cash Patel, if you like Devin Nunes, guess what? These people have a booth, so you get a chance to meet most of the speakers. And most events, that never happens. The next thing is that we're going to have the countdown to the kickoff at 8:05. At 8:25, we have an opening prayer that begins, and then we have Amanda Grace does that opening prayer, and then General Flynn leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And then at 8:45, we have praise and worship from Sean Foyt, and then we have the human rights attorney, Lee Dundas, at 9:15, the founder of Western Journal at 9:30, Todd Coconato, Pastor Todd Coconato at 9:45, Miriam Hanane is talking about Charles Lieber and the nefarious 5G technology at 10:30. Dr. Judy Mikovits is exposing the corruption of gain of function at 10:45. Dr. Mark Sherwood is at 11:45, Pastor Mark Burns at 11:15, Seth Wholehouse, Man in America at 11:30, prayer and healing service. What? Yes, we're going to have a prayer and healing service at 11:45. President Trump's attorney, Alina Haba will be there at 12:15 to 12:30. Ian Smith, the gym owner from New Jersey who wouldn't comply, he'll be there at 12:30. Dr. Christian Northrup is at 12:45. Pastor Brian Gibson at 1 o'clock. Charlie Ward at 1:15. Anna Kate at 1:30. Lauren Kelly at 1:45. Thomas Renz at 2 o'clock. Seth Keschel discussing election fraud at 2:15. Adam Hartage will be in the house, 2:45. Of Pastor Leon Benjamin, 3 o'clock. Mel Kay, 3:20. Laura Trump, 3:40. Peter Navarro. It's only 3:40 at this point. 4 o'clock, Amanda Grace is in the place, the prophet. 4:20, Donna Clement Petruska. 4:40, General Flynn is in the house again. 5 o'clock, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. 5:15, Cash Patel. 5:45, it's only 5:45. Peter McCullough. 6:15, Annie Marie Delgado. 6:30, Steve Schultz from Elijah Stream. 6:45, Mike Lindell. I'm almost getting tired just talking about it.
You won't even let me go to the bathroom.
At 7:15, Pastor Greg Locke. 7:30, Dr. Stella Emanuel. 7:45, Devin Nunes, the founder of Truth Social and the founder of Rumble.com, will be on the stage. And at 8:15, Eric Trump is in the house. What? Then we have baptism at 8:45, a meet and greet till. And basically, what we're going to do is we're going to stop the activities right before day two starts.
Okay. All right. Where are we talking about here? Because I'm looking at your webpage here. Yeah. And holy cow, everything's like sold out. Come on, man.
Yeah, Miami, Florida in May. So Miami, Florida, Trump Doral, that's in May. Las Vegas in August. People ask me all the time, they say, Clay, with all the Trump legal stuff going on, how does that impact the tour? I just talked to Eric today. He and I did an interview together on His Glory Today. And I can just tell you, there's more energy. More enthusiasm. People are more excited to come to these events. So that's what we're doing. And the disturbing part of it is only 11% of Americans read their Bible. And I would argue somewhere around that percentage of people know what's going on. So I'm going to use a megaphone if I need to. I've got my megaphone.
Wake up, America. It's time to wake up.
I can try that method. I thought about going door to door going,
Great reset is happening.
And maybe that's an effective strategy. We also are bringing a gong on the Reawaken America tour. I invite the mainstream media so they can go ahead and do their hit pieces. I mean, we do everything we could possibly do. And then we let people name their price.
Yeah, that's great. That's fabulous. Go ahead.
You know how this goes. You got to let people name their price. And I'll tell you why. Because no other event does it. I mean, if you want to go to CPAC or these other events, what do you got to do? You got to spend $400 or $700. If you want to get a booth, you're paying an arm and a leg. If you want to sit anywhere close where you don't need binoculars, you got to pay $2,000. And then if you've ever been to CPAC, the energy is kind of odd, you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker from the great.
Have you been to CPAC
yes.
before?
Yes, once quite a while ago. And I'll tell you something from that. Yes. And God bless them. That's all I'll say.
I'm going to play this. This is actual audio, okay, from CPAC. Yeah. And I just listen to this, folks. This is the CPAC introducing the governor of Oklahoma in 2022. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
What is that, an androgynous robot? Listen to it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
What is this, a transgender AI robot?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
I mean, if you wanted to sound like that, you have to like lower your energy and then hold your nose. Let me try again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
And listen to the crowd. What? You say there's no crowd? Because there is no crowd. Nobody's cheering. They got lights, camera, no action.
Was that a real person?
Dude, I'm sending it here. I'm going to send it to you right now in the private chat. Your team can look at this right now. This is something. Everyone go to YouTube right now and type in Governor Stitt CPAC 2022. Watch this. Listen to this. It doesn't get better, Hagman. Listen to this. Here we go. This is a real event.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right.
Man, excited to be here with you. My name is Kevin Stitt. I'm the governor
of Oklahoma, and I never speak against the lockdowns. I would never do that.
Man, excited to be here with you. My name is Kevin Stitt. I'm the governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Let me say more general statements. I'm not going to talk about the ending of our freedom or the Great Reset or anything that is relevant. Let me continue with more just general platitudes that are written for me by a press, some kind of writer. I got it. We got a new intern sponsored by Big Pharma here who wrote this for me. Let me see what he wrote here.
It is great to be with you here in the freedom-loving state of Florida.
Oh, I'm going to pander to the Floridians. Let's try that.
Florida.
How many ladies do we have here tonight? Any ladies? All right.
Comes in second only to Oklahoma. Oh, okay. Oklahoma, America's freest state.
That's good, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm a fourth generation Oklahoman.
I have no idea what's going on with the Great Reset. I won't talk about it. I ain't going to talk about it.
I've been married to my wife, Sarah, for 23 years.
And that's really what's the big thing facing our nation right now is how long I've been married to Sarah. That's the biggest issue right now.
We have six.
I ain't going to talk about medical fraud, election fraud, monetary fraud. I ain't going to talk about how the models that said that 2.2 million people would die are false. I ain't going to talk about how remdesivir causes renal failure and midazolam is a breast suppressant. I'm not talking about the mRNA modified nanotechnology. And hell, I ain't going to talk about the BRICS nation. What am I talking about right now? I ain't gonna talk about BRICS moving, introducing their own currency right now to bankrupt our nation. What I'm gonna talk about is how I've been married for 25 years, because that's what you
beautiful children.
Oh, I got beautiful children. All right. How many of you were a kid? Anybody out there a kid? Was anybody out there a kid?
I come from the business world. I started my company when I was 27 years old.
With a laptop.
With $1,000 and a computer.
Exactly $1,000 and a computer. It didn't have a pencil, didn't have a stapler, just had a laptop.
Business has grown to nearly 2,000 employees, and we operate in 40 different states.
That's awesome. Big numbers. All right. Now let's talk about general things at CPAC.
I was a complete outsider to politics.
And I'm a complete outsider to rational thinking. I don't think critical. I don't do critical thinking. I'm an outsider.
First ever political donation was to Donald J. Trump for president.
All right, let's pander to him, but let's make sure we never speak publicly in favor of him. Okay. When he's being person. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's going to be a Saturday Night Live skit opening, I'm telling you. So, and folks, that's what you won't see at the Rewick and America Tour. I'm telling you right now. That much I know. I've spoken to so many people, by the way, who have attended your functions. And to the person, they've always been very, very thankful and very energized after attending your functions. And frankly, disappointed in the fact that it ended, you know, that there wasn't more time. So kudos to you and what you're doing. So your next one is May 10th. I just want to make sure, right? Is that what you said?
Let me pull it up here because I don't want to misspeak at all. You know, it's kind of a thing where, Hagman, it's back-to-back nonstop. May 12th and 13th in Miami, Florida. And what's happening at the tour, and this is pretty profound, all of the people who are close to President Trump are on the tour now. So it's kind of like, President Trump and friends, but we've never had President Trump at our events And then Kash Patel at the past event we did in Nashville. And Kash Patel sort of serves as President Trump's, I would say, kind of chief legal advisor at this point. Kash announced he was 100%. I'm sorry, he said, Kash said, I'm 1,000% sure that President Trump will be coming to your event. Now, I didn't say that. Kash said that. I'm going, that's a high percentage, and I have not made plans for this. So all I people keep asking me every day, they're like, is Trump coming? So I'll say this. I am going to be voting for President Donald J. Trump. I'm not going to stop supporting the man. I'm with him. I'm on his team. And if he wants to speak at the event, well, one, he owns the facility, so I'm sure he can contractually just make it happen. But we will welcome him with open arms. But if you're thinking about buying a ticket, don't buy a ticket because you think he's coming. What we're trying to do is we're having a lot of these people who are on the stage, like Dr. Judy Mikovits. They're sharing the actual details of the nefarious plot of the Great Reset, you know?
Right.
And so that's what they're doing. And if President Trump wants to join us, he can absolutely do that. But I've been very encouraged to see that Trump's inner circle has been drawn to the tour. They're not pushed away by the topics that we talk about. And because I don't take any outside sponsors, and I have no problem with sponsors, that idea, but because I don't take outside sponsors, nobody has any influence over what I'm going to talk about. And I'll just tell you an example. Just today, Hagman, there was a wonderful speaker that we brought out to one of the events. And I called him today and I said, hey, you know, be clear. You've been at a couple events. And my understanding is this and this happened. Is that true? He said, well, yeah. And I said, okay, well, you're a good guy, but you can't speak at our events anymore. And he said, well, why can't I speak anymore? I said, because my understanding right now is that you are theorizing things that you think may happen and you're not speaking in facts, and I can't have people on my stage that don't do facts. I need facts. I can't have people up getting up there. There's too much facts to cover. You know, the only rule I have is when you get on my stage, you share facts. And if you get up there and you know, share opinions that turn out to not be right, I that's not the place for it. Our event is a fact-driven event. And that's why take on sponsors, because I don't mind what people say, but I'm not going to let people get up there and share things that aren't true. We're not going to have a conspiracy theory. There is a conspiracy plan called the Great Reset, and that we will discuss. And the speaker took it like a champ, and he goes, yeah, you're right. I just, you know, and again, some people, what they do is they get on a show, and to kind of get ratings, they throw out a theory or a thing. And that's not what our tour is about. Our tour is all about facts and sharing the truth about the Great Reset and exposing that. And because I don't have outside sponsors, I'm able to freely choose the speakers that we have at the events and the speakers that we don't have at the events. And so if you come to the event and you find that you don't like the speakers, please blame me directly. And I'll give you my cell phone for anybody out there that wants my cell phone number to complain. You can text the number 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And just back to this speaker that I recently booted, just so people can have a little meat on the bone here. We can't have this theory that President Trump signed a flurry of executive orders and somehow he is in control and the white hats are coming to save us.
Thank you.
That can't happen.
Thank you.
And so I had to tell the speaker, I love that you in your heart of hearts believe the theory that there's this team of the white hats. But the problem is I know the white hats. Neva Devin Nunes, Kash Patel, General Flynn, Eric Trump. These are all people that are very serious people and they're doing the best they can. But there's not like this secret white hat organization that is somehow operating below the government, you know, or above the deep state based on executive orders that President Donald J. Trump might or might not have saved. And we need to quit referencing the 17th letter of the alphabet, although it's so as though it's some infinite source of knowledge. We need to focus on facts. And so that's what happened. And that's why I had to make that tough call today.
Man, I am so glad you said that for a lot of reasons, because I get a lot of look, as an investigative agency and a 35-year investigator, I deal with facts as well. And if it's speculation, I'm going to tell you right up front of it. Look, I don't have any basis of you know, information or fact on this. This is kind of what I think based on the facts that I've uncovered. This, you know, but it's very clearly, you know, my own speculation, but I'm very glad you're doing that. You did that, and that just gives your movement that credibility, and you're bulletproofing yourself. And I love that. Thank you for doing that.
And no, you're And I'll tell you, every event we do, I'm just being very clear. We're going to have 70 plus speakers, and there's probably going to be one speaker. I own businesses, okay? So I have a haircut chain, and guess what? We do about 4,000 haircuts a month at Elephant in the Room, our haircut chain. And guess what? We jack up about 2 or 3% of the haircuts a month. Why? Because we're humans, and we're not perfect. So as a speaker, when you come to the event, and you look at the lineup, you might say, who chose these speakers? Who let the person on stage? It's always me. So if you don't like the speaker, that's my fault. And if you do like the speaker, maybe give me a high five. But the reason why I come to the events and I shake everyone's hand and I come and connect is because we, the people, have to save this nation. And there's nobody in this movement that's more important or less important. Everybody out there is a child of God. And if we're going to save this country, we all have to get involved, which means that people need to quit participating in activities that don't relate to saving the nation right now. We need to fast from perpetual distractions. We need to quit doing things that are not helping to save this nation. We are in the final hours of this once great republic if we don't stop the Great Reset.
You know, as we enter into this most holiest of Christian holiday weekends, Resurrection Weekend, to me, this is important because what you said, you know, there's no one out there that's going to save us. And the fact that you incorporate as well within your events, God in your platform, you know, that's fantastic. And certainly we appreciate that. And we know that the answer is us, right? It's us. It's up. If we're going to change things, it's up to us, isn't it?
Well, if you read the Bible, let's just talk about three examples from the Bible. You know, God, I believe the Bible to be literal, but please deal with my paraphrasing of the Bible. But Noah, okay, so Noah and his, you know, seven family members, there's eight of them, they're doing what they're doing, and God says to Noah, and I'm not being sacrilegious, this is just how I see it happening. He says, Noah, and Noah's like, wait, hey, why are you yelling? I can hear you. Noah, like, oh, wow, a lot of feedback there, God, you know, because God's omnipresent, omniscient. I mean, what would it be like to have God talk to you? Think about that. So God says, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. And Noah's like, what's an ark? You're going to need it if it rains. And Noah's like, what's rain? Stop asking questions and start building, man. So Noah builds the ark for 120 consecutive years. And then the firmament breaks, the water comes down, the Nephilim, the fallen angels that mated with humans, are wiped from the planet, right? And God says, Noah, get in that boat and shut that door. And everyone's like, let us in. We want to get in. We're sorry. We repent. And God said, keep the door shut. We got to let them die now. It's called judgment, right? But if Noah hadn't built the ark, hadn't been diligent for 120 years, Noah would have died. Another example, Moses. You know, Moses was living the high life. Things were good for Moses. And God says, hey, Moses, I need you to help set my people free. And I'm sure Moses was thinking, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I kind of would like to just have, you know, watch some Netflix or something, you know. But he had to do it, right? Abraham. Imagine this. God said, Abraham, leave your kinfolk, you know, leave leave your profession, leave your kinfolk and follow after me. There's so many examples, but none of those stories, it's not like in the Bible it says, and God told Abraham, sit back and I'll do it for you because the patriots are in control. You know, we don't see in the Bible, Noah, sit back and watch me work, baby. You know, it doesn't happen. It's always involving God using a human to do something. And so everybody out there has to get involved. And I want people to listen to this audio clip. This is President Trump saying these words out loud just hours after being arrested. Listen to this, folks.
Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years.
He just said our currency is crashing. And now people are texting me all day today, Mr. Hagman. They're texting me going, did you hear what Trump said about the dollar? Yes, I've been saying it every day for three years. Yes, I heard it. Listen to this, folks.
There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power.
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency. Their goal is to reduce reliance on the U.S. dollar and other Western currencies.
I'm pleased to join you at the FedNow Early Adopter Workshop.
Now, you say, who's this person talking? This is a lady by the name of Lael Brainerd. Someone says Lael. It's L-A-E-L. Lael Brainerd, if you want to send her a birthday card, it's on January 1st, 1962. She's born on January 1st, 1962. She's a big pro-financial inclusion pro the risks of climate change, kind of a climate alarmist. And she's been put in charge there by Biden, working with the Fed to introduce the FedNow program, or the CBDCs, the programmable central bank digital currencies, you know, currencies that expire. And listen to what she says.
Together, we'll be ready to launch the FedNow service between May and July of 2023.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
Now, folks, if you want to read about this, just go to Google, and it's going to require a lot of work, okay? We're going to go to Google. We're going to type in Fed, F-E-D. Your listeners can handle this. I'm just trying to make it simple so that the non-sophisticated people out there could do this, too. You type in Fed, F-E-D, and a lot of people went to public school. I get it. It's tough. F-E-D, Fed, programmable money. What? And you type it in, and you can read on the Federal Reserve website, they talk about programmable money. This is money with an expiration date, and that's what they want to introduce right now.
It seems to me, I've heard you talking about central bank digital currency for a while, and fall of the dollar, removal of the dollar as the world reserve currency. I seem to remember you talking about this probably a year plus ago. I could be wrong, but FedNow. Right. And by the way, I could be a nerd. I know that name. I knew that name before, as soon as you said it. I've been watching this for a while now, and what's the pushback on this, my friend? What is the pushback on this FedNow program?
Well, if you go to Google and you type in MIT CBDCs, I'll give you a second, folks. Type in MIT CBDCs. You'll see that MIT developed the CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies. That same MIT lab was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Gates. Yep. That same lab was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates. And if you type in MIT quantum dot, come on now, MIT quantum dot, you'll see that MIT developed the quantum dot, which is a way to store your medical and financial records under your skin. And the name of the new system, the technology that powers the CBDCs, is called the quantum dot network. Quantum dot network sounds a lot like the quantum dot. What? Sounds a lot like the Google quantum computer. What? Sounds a lot like they're connecting the payment system in a way that it goes under your skin. So you can't buy or sell without the technology under your skin. Sounds a lot like Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. Sounds a lot like, look out for 666. Google Chrome logo is 666. The CERN logo is 666. Bill Gates has a patent for the cryptocurrency with a patent publication number W02020060606. Sounds a lot like Satan. Yes, it's Team Jesus versus Team Satan. Meanwhile, people are going, I just want to know, can we order some Grubhub tonight? Because I want to watch. Unbelievable.
I love this, man. Folks, Clay Clark, his website, timetofreeamerica.com. Text, request tickets. You can text 918-851-0102. May of this year, May 12th, you said?
Yeah, May 12th. You have just 35 days until the event. And if you want to text in a complaint, you text that number 918-851-0102. That's my cell phone number. If you want to request a ticket, you can text in that number 918-851-0102. People say, why do I give out my cell phone number? I'll tell you why I do it. It's my pulse to the people. I get so many people that will text me. They'll say, hey, just so you know, I'm a doctor at such and such hospital. And you're 100% right. I'm supposed to prescribe remdesivir and midazolam to my COVID patients. And you're right. Remdesivir is a breath suppressant. And you're right. You are right. Remdesivir causes renal failure. It's a drug patented by George Soros in China. And midazolam is a breath suppressant. And you're right. 88% of people that go on ventilators do die. And you're right. The hospital does get a bonus if we treat COVID patients. And parents will text me, hey, you're right. This whole transgender agenda is, in fact, pushing Baphomet, the transgendered sign of Satan, on our kids. You're right. And people will. So I stay in touch with the leaders of the free world and the powerful patriots out there that listen to your great show. And that's how we do it. So that's why I give up my phone number as that way to kind of make that connection.
I love it. And folks, be responsible with his number. Don't let me catch you calls, unnecessary calls. Just be very conscious of the number. But by the way, I'm going to be having probably three or four of the people between now and the show on this platform before your May event. So I'm excited about that, including, I believe, Dr. Judy's coming on. And I've got the list in my office, but I'm telling you, what a quality group of people. I really appreciate that. And I can't wait to join you at one of these conferences. Getting freer now, so hopefully I can do that. I love this. Any closing thoughts here in the remaining 2 minutes we've got, my friend?
One is Jesus is king. Two is Jesus is king. Three, Jesus is his king. Those are my big three thoughts. And then beyond those thoughts, for anybody out there who's looking for hope, I'm going to read this to you. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. By the way, this isn't the Bible, and 27% of the Bible is prophetic. I really do believe that the prosperity message was designed to prepare people to take the mark of the beast, because the idea of that theology is that if you're following God, you'll be financially blessed. Think about that. That would prepare the way for the mark of the beast, because then you would want to take the mark of the beast so you could be financially blessed. But the Bible does not say that. That's the 27% of the Bible is prophetic, and it reads 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says, "But I would have you not, but it says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." It's not written three times in the Bible like that, but I just added it for emphasis. But I encourage people, I'm telling you, God is real, and we're seeing the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible.
My friend, I want to thank you so much for taking your important time out to be on this show. Folks, thank you so very much. Clay, thank you so very much for coming on, folks. What a treat. And I admire you. I can't wait to shake your hand and spend some time with you in person. I appreciate all that you do, all of the people you've gotten together. You're amassing a great movement all across the United States, and I appreciate that. My friend, thank you.
When we meet it in person, you'll discover that I'm actually more pale than I look right now. I'm actually much more pale in person. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, that was Clay Clark. I'm going to tell you something. Timetofreeamerica.com. You go there, and his phone number is right on there. I'm looking right at it. But, hey, be judicious in its use. Request tickets. Boy, you talk about a powerful guy, right? Whew, man. All right. So I start off the show mentioning how the news of the week, very, very, just a ton of news. And of course, played a clip of a young woman talking about Miles Guo, talking about the infiltration of the Communist Chinese Party, talking about what we're up against. This is all part of that Great Reset. This is all part of the takeover, the capture of the United States. This is what the reawakening terror is fighting against, obviously. You saw with Clay Clark, in compliments of Eric the Tech, the under the skin, this central bank digital currency, and of course this ever so convenient and necessary, you know, mark, if you will, in order to buy, sell, trade, and so on. And that's where we're headed. So we have to fight against it. That's one way to fight against it. Like it, don't like it, I don't care. But the fact is, they're doing something about it, and I appreciate that. And the fact of the matter is, we all have to do something about it. And as we enter into this, or as we are into and entering into the days of this holy, most holy weekend for Christians, look, I know this is not necessarily the weekend that Jesus was crucified, died, was buried, and rose again. However, this is a memoriam. And this is why we do what we do, because we believe in that resurrection and in the promise of the resurrection. And folks, I wouldn't be doing this if I thought there was no hope. And if I thought, look, if there was no hope, why would I do this? I'd be up playing golf or doing something, you know, boating or whatever. But there is hope. There's one hope. There's only one hope, and that is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think we have to remember that all of the time. And I think that we have to ask him, like yesterday when Steve and I were talking, you know what? We have a solemn a solemn responsibility to him. Am I out of time? All right. I had to check with Eric the tech there. But we do have a solemn responsibility to serve as he wishes, to be obedient, to repent and to be obedient. And the good news is, in the end, we win. These sniveling, worm-like creatures, these parasites, they will be forever expunged. The good news is we win. So please, hug your spouse, hug your children, grandchildren, spend some quality time, hit your knees in repentance today, in prayer today, tonight, and in celebration, of course, for the resurrection. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, and have a great weekend.